Rangers team now and say, okay, on a five-game slide or something like that, you can change things up and do things differently. Why would that be the wrong way to go?
I mean, everybody has their own opinion what we can do or what we can't do. I mean, I don't think we necessarily need to change things. We just need to play. We need to play a full game at that, man. We play good one half. You know, early in the season, it was getting off to a rocky start and finishing strong, and now it's kind of the opposite. We're getting out and we're getting going, but we're not just coming out the second half with the same intensity. So as far as changes and things, I just think we need to play.
You guys look into the record at all when you go up against a team like this? I mean, you're both 4-9, but it seems like their losses have been, much bigger than yours.
It's the NFL, man. I don't care if a team is 1-12 or whatever. Anybody can win on any day. So you don't look at records at all.
You talked about not playing a full game, and it seems like a lot of games are like that. Is that kind of befuddling? It's kind of, that you guys can't kind of clear that up and play 60 minutes that.
Well, it's just what we need to work on. I mean, it's a little frustrating at times when you feel like you're in the game, you could be the team. And the intensity level isn't there, or the execution isn't there, like little small things that you know you can fix. It's a little frustrating, but at the end of the day, we know we're a talented group, but we just need to play 60 minutes, pretty much.
How much do you enjoy, work together every week? Can you guys help each other at all with it seems like you have similar running styles in some respects, different in others. I mean, how much are you guys talking during the games and, during the week, sort of rehashing what you did the week before?
You don't really talk about what you do the week before. It's on to a new week once you get in here. But, we're a tight group. We talk about, things that we see out there when we're on the sideline. And, we try to make it easier for the other runner. But we got a good, unselfish group of guys. So we help each other out as much as possible.
How worried are you about him? I mean,
we're worried about all their backs. They're hard runners. Once again, I think you got to stop the running game first and foremost before you can even think about pass rushing in this game.
How difficult is it to prepare for a team that could be starting two or three different guys at quarterback?
I don't necessarily face the quarterback one on one. So for me, it's more so focused on the guy I'm going to go against, which is the right tackle or whatever. And none of them are really necessarily running quarterbacks or anything like that. So at least for the most part, they'll kind of be in the pocket, when you're pass rushing.
If you can stop the run, do you like your chances of getting to the quarterback considering all the sacks they've allowed?
I think we have, good matchups up front, all four guys. If we can stop the run, I definitely feel like, we can try to get after them a little bit.
How much of an advantage is it for you playing on a drier surface, being able to use your speed?
Advantage? It's an advantage at home, but I don't know if it's necessarily an advantage. I mean, they're at home, I don't necessarily think it's an advantage for us.
Everybody talks about respect in the NFL, and everybody gets paid and everything, but seriously, how do you either respect or build up the threat that they can have when they were blown out last week, and I think they scored 6 points in two games?
It's the NFL. All those guys are professional athletes. They're all the best of the best football players, so you can't take them lightly, that's for sure. They got blown out last week, but that doesn't mean, once again, they're athletes. They all have pride, so they're definitely going to come out and try to play. You can't take them lightly.